Yes, ma'am.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the Queen of the Trap podcast, one-on-one exclusive interviews. I'm your host, DJ K-Dev, and today we have Ab One with us. What's going on? Yo, how are you?
Yo, let's get it. Ab One in the house.
Your get it. I'm excited to have you on the show because honestly, and we were just talking about this before we started recording, DJ Chase had sent you over to me. Shout out to DJ Chase. I love DJ Chase. Him and I talk all the time. He was helping people, how to put out your music and how to do distribution and stuff like that. So he's been doing a lot of those classes lately, and I always talk about it. I'm like, I miss them all the time because they're so early in the morning. DJ Chase is one of the best people that I know, one of my supporters. He supports me, I support him. So I'm happy he sent you over to me, and welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Good to be here, baby.
Yes, finally we get to sit down and chat. So tell us a little bit about, where are you from?
I'm from Jersey. I'm a Jersey boy.
Oh, he's from Jersey. I was just Jersey in boy. Jersey this is, I was in Jersey all freaking week.
And well, you live in New York, right?
Yeah,
so we're neighbors, like you
are literally. But I've been traveling 2.5 hours like almost every day for the past 2 weeks out there.
Oh yeah, that in the Jersey traffic can definitely get a little irritating.
sometimes it's a hit or a miss though. Sometimes like I can get out there within like 1 hour and 15 minutes. Sometimes it's 2.5 hours and it's miserable.
I know.
I was just out there on Wednesday at Escapes. And then I was at the lobby the other day for something with Crutch Calhoun.
Okay.
That place is pretty dope.
Ah, man, I can't rock with the lobby. Because
what?
Listen, I don't want to say too much. I don't want to get you in trouble because that's your business partner. But I just, the people who know about the lobby and Lit 21 and the garden, they understand why I don't go there.
Okay.
No, but I'm not going to say anything because I don't want anybody.
All right. To go there. Shout out to the lobby, though. I was actually supposed to go to Barcodes.
That's another one.
Really? Oh, my God. I'm naming all the good places, though.
It's like a ring. It's like a ring of, like, restaurants that I do not frequent.
Really?
Yeah.
We might have to save it for after the show, but I'm curious why.
I'm not going to say nothing up here because I don't want to mess up your bag.
That's totally fine. Yeah. You thinking smart because I'm not thinking smart over here. I'm like, I want to know.
But people be over there. That's what it is. You talking about Escape? You said you meant to Escape. You talking about Escape in Patterson?
Yes. So.
Oh yeah. I've been there before, a few times.
I was there for my first time the other day, because my CEO, shout out to DJ New Era, he's a heavy hitters DJ. He's from Alabama, so my whole team went over to Escapes on, what was it, last Saturday, it's a long story short. We did like a 2-hour set because his flight got canceled. So, but I've been traveling. I mean, I go to Jersey all the time. I like kind of live out there. So all my friends are out there. My biggest following is out there. And that's another reason why I'm glad to have you on my show, because I'm always out in Jersey. So we're definitely going to be able to work together.
Oh yeah, of course.
So now, if you don't mind me asking, how old are you? What part of Jersey are you from?
Well, my age, I do not ever
tell. Okay, that's fine. You don't have to tell us.
I still get carded for alcohol, and I like to keep it that way.
Oh, see, I hate it.
Really?
As much as, like, people are like, you're going to love this when you get older. I'm like, I don't want to pull out my ID. I love
it.
My alcohol.
Well, true. I do understand. It can be a little bothersome, like when you're like ready to get your alcohol and go.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm gonna cut. And not to mention, like, I had two different hair colors and two different IDs, so they double ID me sometimes.
Oh yeah, yeah. And I could get like that days but where I'm not like dressed up and I look like super duper young, like if I'm just, like I am now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You'd be like, yo, like, how old is this guy?
Oh, I'm not 12, I promise. I know, that's what I have to tell people.
I know, but yo, that just proves that the genes are good. But to answer your second question, I'm from Irvington, New Jersey. That's not where I reside now, but okay. I'm from Irvington, New Jersey.
So did you go to school out there in Irvington?
Yeah, I went to high school out in Newark.
Shout out to Newark.
Yeah, exactly.
It's dangerous over there, though. That's so funny, because before we did this, I was actually going, I have a Newark shirt.
Mm.
And it's from Strong Tees. Shout out to Stronghold Tees.
Okay.
I love that place. But I was going to wear that because I saw your email address and I was like, he's got to be from Jersey.
Oh, true.
I was going to wear it, but then I chose to wear this.
I'm definitely a Jersey boy. People call me Mr. Garden State, because you might see me in Newark today, then you might see me like Atlantic City tomorrow. Like, I'm everywhere.
Oh, shit. Well, that's good. You move around a lot.
Got to. You know, that's really, I mean, you know how it is. Like, when it's time to network, you can't just stay based in one.
In one place.
Locale. You really got to branch out. And I like to be where the money's at, so.
Tell me about it. So what was your upbringing like, you know, going to school out there? How is it different? I mean, where you grew up as opposed to Newark? How is it different? Similarities?
Every hood is the same. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I know everybody hears that, but every hood is the same. You just have a couple of things that are different here and there. And when I grew up, I definitely, I don't want to say I was hanging with the wrong crowd, because everybody kind of says that, but you just notice things with like my older siblings, you notice things, my older cousins, people I was hanging out with that was older than me, you definitely noticed a couple other things. But I've always been like that guy that was always in the creative realm.
Yes.
And whether I was doing music, or I used to be like a gymnast, like a hood gymnast back in the
day.
Yeah, like
that's pretty dope.
When we were like in middle school, we used to like set up the bleachers and we used to like do flips and all this stuff like off the bleachers at lunchtime, and like it was just crazy. But I look back now and I was like, that was definitely dangerous, because I really could have injured myself.
Yeah, you could have. You should have done those extreme gymnasts. It's called something, but they're not gymnasts, they're like fitness people. It's a type of
cross trainers.
Yes, there you go. Okay. You should have got into that.
Well, that might be why I'm into fitness now. I'm like a gym rat. I'm like a gym rat, so that could be it too. But I've always been a creative person. You know, I started doing music first, and then I started branching over into video production, and a bunch of my videos started going viral, and I had some stuff posted on Vlad TV. This is before like Worldstar and Instagram and all this other nonsense. So that's essentially why I started taking like-
What does Vlad look like?
I've actually never met him.
What?
He called me one day. I had a video. I used to do a top 10 series.
Okay.
And it was like a top 10 based on pop culture. I still do it now, but it's a top five. So we did this video called like the top 10 worst singles in hip hop at the time. And it blew up. It did like 4 million views in like 2 days. It like blew up. So we had sent Vlad a regular video, and somebody on his staff posted it, and that video blew up too. Vlad called me instantly. I do not know how he got my number, because I did not submit my number. They just took my email with the link. He called me and was like, yo, I want you to do these for me every week, you know, just based around pop culture, boom, boom, boom. So, you know, I got to maybe the third week, and then like my camera broke, like my computer crashed. So it was taking forever for me to get my videos edited and stuff. And I wasn't nice with it like how I am now, where I can get them within like 12 hours. But you know, I've been trying to get back on there, but since my is so high, and now that like blogs and things are like all over the place, the Shade Room, Jasmine brand, on-site, all of that. It's like,
that's good.
Yeah, it's crazy. The amount of content that people get, they like, yo, nah, you gotta like wait in line, or I gotta blow up or something.
Or you start your own stuff, and you know, you can make your own account, an alternative account, and just do that stuff.
So it's funny you say that, because I actually run my own YouTube. So I do a lot of I do like something like what you're doing.
Okay.
It's called the face-to-face, where I interview folks. I go to their location, I interview them. It's for a lot of creatives. I do film reviews and I do sports talk. And the top fives I do are on there as well. So I started my YouTube channel maybe 4 years ago. I revamped it. So after I revamped it, I've been doing that. And then that's when I started, I started my production company, Moonlight Media LLC. And then that's where I'm at now. So I kind of just use the YouTube as just content for people to just tune in, you know, whenever when they want something. And then I use it as like a visual resume. Like if somebody wants to see something I've done that's been edited or whatever may have you, I'll send them that. And then I'll send them the stuff that my company has done.
Oh, that's awesome. I didn't even know you had like a whole LLC and that type of company. Mm-hmm. That's really dope.
So that's your fault, because I sent you my media kit and you obviously
didn't. You know what? Sometimes I like to keep things raw too. So like, so people will send me stuff, but it makes the conversation more interesting when you're learning about somebody and you're actually sitting down, because I could sit and read about, you know, what 2 Chainz did his whole entire life. But when you're actually sitting down and you're talking to somebody, you're actually listening and understanding where they've came from. Yeah. And, you know, so I'm not gonna lie. I did not click on it, and I apologize.
It's okay.
But you know, I had my questions ready to go. What I'm gonna be asking you. And I remembered you said DJ Chase, and I remembered my facts today, because we're gonna talk about that too. You actually asked me to do a movie role. I was going to be a part of it, but I don't even remember what came up.
I know what happened.
What happened?
And it's funny,
I don't remember.
It's funny you bring up, you said, if 2 Chainz sends me something, you know, whatever, because
I was going to do the
fly out to Atlanta for something for him.
I was going to do the, so you see,
it's like full circle.
I'm not gonna burn any bridges with that one either, because I'm working on getting that one in the works.
Word, that's good. Well, I mess with 2 Chainz, so it's all good. Like, I like that. That's my guy. You know what I'm saying? I don't know him personally, but I like his music.
I love everything about that man. He's a great business person. He is a great father. I could tell you stuff about him for hours. But whoever promoted that we were going to do an interview and said we were going to do an interview messed it all up. So that wasn't even my fault. It was theirs. But we won't really go there too much, because it's in the works. It is in the works.
I hope everything works out for you on that.
I pray to God, because I would love to sit down with that man and have a conversation. But we're here for you today. So now, you talked about you played sports and everything. What kind of music were you listening to in middle school and high school? Like, who were some people that you had on your CD player, your iPad, your iPhone, your iPod?
It was definitely, I listened to everything. But when I was growing up, I was definitely heavy on Tupac and Nas. Tupac, Nas, Mobb Deep, and Bone Thugs.
Tupac and I share the same birthday.
Wait, who? You and who?
Tupac.
Oh, for real?
June 16th, baby. Yes.
Okay, I see you.
That's my birthday pin right there. Geminis.
That's what it is. That's 3 days, actually 3 days after my dad's birthday, too.
Aww.
June 13th is his birthday, yeah. But yeah, I listened to a lot of them. I listened to a lot of classical growing up. Like, I loved classical music. And I listened to a lot of, alternative rock, I guess you could say.
Okay.
Like Static X, Pearl Jam. Then I got into like Chemical Brothers and like Moby and like artists like that. That was like very like techno emo.
Yeah.
So sometimes it's crazy, because if you come, if I pick you up, like randomly, and we go on like a trip, you might walk in and hear something
like something I wouldn't even expect out of your playlist.
Yeah. And then you hear something that's like popping right now. Like you might listen to like Migos or like J.R. Ryder or Dipset, old school hip hop. I'm mad I'm even calling J.R. Ryder and Dipset old school. Whatever. That's just the time. Hey,
who were you voting for Versus? Were you voting for Dipset or Lox?
Honestly, I was always huge D-Block fans, but when it came to like the hits and the street singles, I feel like Dipset just always stuck with me.
Yeah.
I would just be like, yo, I remember that record. And Cam'ron and Jim Jones, to me, like I've always loved their interviews. I always felt like they were really charismatic and they were hilarious. So I was like, you know what? I don't want to say I was biased because I knew the Lox had hits. But I think, I honestly feel like with that Versus battle, if Dipset would have came out more prepared, they probably would have been, they wouldn't have been the subject of so many memes for like 2 weeks.
Oh, absolutely. So, I think, you know what? I know that it wasn't staged. They came well prepared. You know, it was raw. They were doing what they do, but I feel like it was kind of meant for the Lox to kind of win that because, you know, this I take these Verses as like an eye opener for this new generation because they don't know the hits. They don't know what we grew up on. Music is constantly changing. Every 5 years it's changing, something like that.
You're right. It is 5 years. Yep.
It's 5 years. And I was just talking about this today with shout out to DJ Spinatic. I'm like, you know, I wish these kids knew about the trap music back in the day as opposed to like the stuff you're hearing nowadays. Like, don't get me wrong. Young Dolph and Gucci Mane have a fabulous team going on. They are, to me, they are still keeping authentic trap music alive. But not everybody is doing that. So like, you need to know where your roots came from too. And I feel like, you know, I grew up on, I love Styles P. I love Jadakiss. Like I love them. Like hands down New York, I love them. Aside from Uncle Murder, they're probably two of my favorite New York artists in the world, in New York. But I just felt like it was going to be Lox because this generation doesn't know so many of the hits. Like I even learned something that day too. I was like, shit, they do have Grammys. They did make this track. And how many little kids can say that they knew that? I mean,
that's what I'm saying.
I even forgot about that.
It was definitely like the Lox and Jadakiss, especially, they put on like a masterclass of just like the artistry. Yeah. You know what I mean? Where it was, Dipset came out, you know, they tried to like out swag you, I guess.
Yep.
And it just wasn't working. Once I saw Cam bring out the beach chair, I said, nah, bro, it's a wrap, yo. And then they were all sauced up. They took like 10 minutes to come out. They all had liquor bottles. I was like, nah.
I was honestly scared because like, I thought shit was really going to go down. At one point there was something that was about to go down, but I got to tell you, they kept it so calm, cool and collected. Nobody wanted to fight. It was just all out of love. People in the audience were scared. They're like, oh shit, stuff's about to go down.
I mean, it adds to the allure of the Verses.
But it made it so entertaining.
They made it, and they're going on tour together, so they knew they had to make it. They had to make it look like it was going to get crazy. They had to.
Absolutely. I was going to buy me a ticket that night. I didn't care what the price was, but I heard that, and I mean, now it's in full effect. I don't know about Jersey. The COVID.
Nah, the vaccine mandate is not over here.
Fuck. I hate you guys. You know what? I'm going to be in Jersey all the time now because, like, New York sucks.
Yeah.
We have a mandate. And I refused to get that shot. So that day. They were not letting you in that building unless they saw that piece of paper. So I was like, oh, I guess I can't go buy a ticket. Then I heard
it's gonna last very long, though, to be honest with you.
I hope not. I really hope not.
People are gonna start. So my friend, who's also my business partner, shout out to her, Jen D. Camera. Get all your professional photos done from her. So she manages a theater. I don't want to say what it is.
Okay.
And they sent an email out. It's a very prominent movie theater. And they sent an email out and basically telling you, you know, due to New York law, whatever, you cannot enter the facility unless you have proof of vaccination. Mm. Let me tell you something. People sent emails calling them Nazis.
People were tight.
And these are grown folks. So that's when I was like, yo, it's only a matter of time before folks start like really like aggressively.
Bugging out.
Yeah, people are gonna go crazy.
Shout out to DJ Tone. DJ Tone posted up on his Instagram 2 days ago and was like, my price just went up. Guess what? You're not getting into my events unless you show that card. And I literally wrote, you could suck my dick. And he's one of my friends. He's one of my friends. So I was just joking around. I was like, New York could suck my dick. And I was like, who is the plug that has these fake cards? Because I'm gonna need one.
Yeah.
I'm gonna need one of these.
The new governor comes in, I think. When does Cuomo get out? Is it the 31st
of
August?
It's gonna take a little while, apparently, but I just saw last night they charged him on something with five out of 10 counts. So
yeah.
Ooh, that man's in trouble.
I know.
But you know what? Governor
comes in soon. So she might just be like, nah, we're not doing this.
Karma's a bitch. She killed a lot of people's grandparents. So
I heard.
Not one of mine or anything like that, but Karma's a bitch.
Yeah.
Definitely is. But enough about other people. We gotta get back to you, mister. So what kind of music do you put out? You are an artist.
I'm not.
So you're not an artist.
Nah, I'm not.
Sending me music and you're not an artist?
Because that's my artist's music.
Oh.
So I'm doing a little cross promotion. So while I'm up here talking about my films and all of that, you could play her music in the background because my company is putting it out.
Okay. All right. Cause I'm like, hold on a second.
Trini the Body is her name. She's a Caribbean hip hop artist. So we got records out. Her newest record, well, I wouldn't say newest, but her single is Paper.
Okay.
And she's got a new record out coming, a new record coming August 23rd called Throw That Ass Back. So Throw That Ass Back is obviously
that was the track record. I was trying. Go watch the episode from Monday.
Okay.
Because I was like, we're playing this one first because it sounds ratchet and I want to hear it so bad because I love that ratchet shit and it just wouldn't play. I don't know what
happened. Yeah, I think that was my fault. I think it's because I forgot to change the link restrictions. I think that was my fault.
It happens. So, all right, you're not an artist. Tell everybody what you exactly do. Like, what is everything that you do?
Oh man, I want to know it all. I do pretty much a little bit of everything. Obviously, you know, I executive produce musical projects.
Okay.
I host a talk show called The Cinematics with my business partner Jen D. It's on the Hall Mills Network on Roku, and you can watch that from like Apple TV, Amazon Fire Stick, like all of that. I am a filmmaker. My film Aaron's just dropped in May and it's been nominated for 4 awards and it's won 1 so far. I got another one coming out. The one that we No, the one you were supposed to be in is called Feed. It's coming out in September.
Okay. So, the next one I'm doing it. I promise.
I got two. So I'm doing a feature called Rent Money that I'm also starring in. That's going to be out next year. We start filming in maybe November, and then I'm doing another short in September. So I'm moving a lot with a lot of with a lot of my own projects, but I also work on other people's projects as well as like a filmmaker. I'm also a media personality, like you know.
Yeah.
I interview people, you know, I do events and things like that. But I'm also like a creative director for like events. So when people need events done, like I just had this big like Uno tournament where we had like open bar and catered food.
Why wasn't I invited? I love Uno.
It was on my page every day for like a month.
Oh my God.
It's all good though. We're going to have another one.
You're going to have to like flood my DMs.
I know.
I'm going to have to give you my number too. You can just text me at the last.
You can do that. And I'll just let you know, yo, pull up this, that. But yeah, essentially I pretty much do a lot of a little bit of everything. If it's in entertainment, essentially I'm a part of it to some degree.
So how did you get started? Like what made you want to get started with all of this? What was the first thing you worked on?
Music.
Okay. So you started
I started doing music way back. I was in a group. It was me and one gentleman. He was a rapper and a producer. The studio was at his house. And we did, you know, we made some big strides. I've had label meetings and all types of stuff back then, whatever. Honestly, back then, I feel like it was a lot harder to get your music out than it is now. Absolutely. Because there was no like digital back then.
Absolutely.
So that's why hard copies all day, exactly. And street, that's what work actually led me into the video production, because I noticed when I started making videos of me like pretty much talking shit in front of the camera,
yeah,
people would like gravitate towards it.
Yep.
And then I would use that as like a platform to promote my music. But then me and the gentleman, we stopped, you know, working together, and I was shelling out so much money as an artist, I got tired of it.
It does get to be a lot, you know.
It's too much. I mean, everybody's scamming. I just got tired of it.
Nowadays, I mean, the world is so different. Nowadays, it takes one hit to become a star. Like, you have to have that one. I was talking about this the other day because you don't see a lot of people, but especially, like, upcoming artists, not even artists that are big and known right now, but you're not even seeing a lot of albums or like mixtapes or anything like that. Number one, it's because people don't have the attention span anymore.
Yeah.
And number two, it's like, I need that one hit and I'll get famous. And then that's what's been happening lately too. At least people are putting in the work. That's really all that matters. But times are changing. I hope music doesn't get worse as we get older, because it has been getting worse as we get older.
It has been. And it's crazy. It's funny you say that, because I was talking to somebody, just like how you said, music changes every 5 years.
Yeah.
I remember, just like you said, I remember listening to like Young Dolph, you know, Gucci, Jeezy, and all of that. And I talk to people now, they like, Jeezy, like, nah, he washed up, like this and that. And I'm like,
whoever said that, bring them my way.
It's crazy. I'm like, in 5 more years, y'all gonna be saying like, y'all gonna be wondering who the Migos are. Y'all gonna be acting like you've never heard of Drake. And I'm just like, this is crazy. Like,
and we were those kids too, though. Like, we loved who we loved. And now, as we get older, all these new artists, it's hard for us to like adapt to their music, because we don't know so much about them. I'm one of those people, like, I'm still stuck in my mixtape days. Like, you'll always catch me in the car listening to throwbacks, because I prefer my throwbacks, because half this new music is trash. But as a DJ, I have to learn everything. I have to play everything, you know. I have to view their music, review it. So I'm learning as time goes on as well.
I mean, essentially, you and I are still in the same boat too, because I still work in that capacity. Like when I booked my DJ for my Uno tournament, mm-hmm. you know, you got to let him know, listen, you want to play what's hot right now.
Yeah.
But we have an older crowd too that are like, you know, late 20s, 30s. You got to cater to them. You got to play everything. You can't just jump up there and play like what's hot in the streets right now. They're going to be like, bruh. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I think the issue with me is, because I was always really good with adapting to the times, but the issue with me in terms of new music now is I just feel like there's just too much. You can't like hone in to like a select group of people. There's too many. And I'll look at the news, like these news articles, and they'll be like, oh, this person's in the news for, you know, whatever, and that person's in the news. And I'm like, who are these guys? Like, who's finding them?
Thank you. I gotta tell you, I used to, so before I was even a DJ, I was actually, like, I grew up around DJs. Like, I was always friends with DJs, but I was never a DJ. I loved music. So I would supply them with the tracks that you need to be listening to, the stuff you need to be playing in the clubs. And I was so up to date with everything. Now I find myself as a DJ, I'm having so much more difficulty because there's so, like we just said before, there's so much content, there's so much music. It's hard to keep up with everything. And I'm literally still in the process of learning my controller and to DJ and perfect my craft that, like, you know, sometimes I'm like, what am I playing right now?
It sounds good,
but I don't know who you are.
I know. It's crazy. That's why that app, I don't know if you have it, that app Shazam.
Yes. That we utilize that as DJs. Actually, so my CEO, he does these Twitch live DJs, and I'm actually gonna start doing them too because I'm banned from Instagram Live. But I don't know why. I'm trying to get it fixed. But every time he's DJing and I don't have that song, like, I'll be like, oh, I need that. But then I just pull out my iPad and I'm like, wait, I can Shazam this and I have the track right here. So I don't even need you to send me the file. Yeah. I don't even need it. It'll pull up and then I can just go on my DJ. You know, I'm in one of those like crate websites or whatever for DJs, so I can get all the intros, the outros, the whole nine, but at least I have the name of the tracks. But Shazam is definitely something to utilize.
Yeah, because now they really like up their, like, expanded like their database. So even if you hear like a Rick Ross verse over some like over like some random like Aretha Franklin beat, they'll have it on there. It'll just be like a link to a YouTube video. You're like, what? Y'all got this?
I never heard of this before. Like, actually, that happened to me with Big Purr with Coyle Ray. They made a Jersey remix to it. So it's like fist pumping, like, he called me Big Purr. I'm like, yeah, I like this. And I put it on a mixtape because I was like, I don't want the original version. I want this shit.
I know. And those are the ones that be hitting.
It hit. That mixtape made number one that week too. I'm not gonna lie about that.
Oh, okay. Well, congratulations.
Thank you. I see you. But yeah, so I mean, so we talked about, you know, when did you first started the film and stuff like that after doing the music?
Yeah, like I started taking it seriously. Like
that was like the first project you were working on as far as film and.
Well, the very first project that I started working on in terms of film in general was my movie Errands. And I mean, when I mean in terms of like, took on is like, I really just took it on. I wrote it, I directed it, I produced it. And I've done a lot of things where I'll do like a video, you know, I post on YouTube, I post on Instagram, we have the TV show, things like that. But this was like the first time that I really was like, I'm gonna do this the right way. I'm gonna enter it into festivals. I'm gonna make sure we get a poster made for it. I did the poster myself. We get, you know, photo stills and things like that. And we got distribution for it.
Okay.
I'm not gonna say who yet, just because
that's all right.
It's not done. But I'm gonna turn it into a series. It's a short movie. It's only like 5 minutes.
How long do these things take as far as preparation? And I mean, you said like the one I was supposed to do ain't coming out till like September. So I mean,
yeah,
we talked about that in the beginning of this year. So it's got to be a long process.
So now the one with you called Feed, right? The reason why that one took so long was because, so my team, we do so much, but we do a lot of the same. So we all know how to operate a camera, right? We all know how to edit, but people have their own niches. Like I work in front of the camera too. Whereas my partner Jen is like a photography, like, extraordinaire. So we all get booked for so many different things with so many different people. And it just adds to our growth because we have grown really fast.
Absolutely.
But the problem is when we want to focus on our own projects, sometimes we could get bogged down because now we're working for clients.
Yes.
And the movie that we had you in, so we did film it. And it's crazy. We filmed it in like January. It was dead cold. It was super cold. But the reason why it's put on hold and it's not coming out till now was because we had a client that wanted us to do like 6 music videos for her own project. So we were doing that. And then somebody came to us and was like, yo, I want you guys to work on my TV show. So we were doing that at the same time while we were doing this. And it was just taking too much time.
Time consuming. So, and yes, yeah.
Correct. Exactly. So that's, you know, that's like the gift and the curse when you want to secure the bag.
Yes. Yes.
You know what I mean? So it's like, you know, you want to get the money, but at the same time,
you want to make sure that you're putting out the right stuff and you're doing it the right way.
Correct.
Absolutely. Yeah. So right it definitely is a pro. It's got to be a process because those things take time.
They do. They do. And a lot of people feel like, you know, all it takes is just somebody who could just bring in a camera and you can just start.
It's not like that no
more.
It's
not. You gotta like book locations and things like that. So the Erin's movie, I was super duper hands-on with that. Anybody that knows me knows I pretty much work like 36 hours a day. So
I like wrote this like me.
Yeah,
you literally,
it's pretty much,
you know how it goes. I never stop. So you sound like me.
And that's the way it's gotta be, because this industry, you stop for 3 days, next thing you know, somebody else is doing something you could have been doing.
Or you feel like, you know, you just wasted so much time and you could have gotten 6 things done in one sitting. I have that problem all the time because I mean, I have ADHD, so I'm constantly like, I got to get this, that, and that done. And then, you know, but sometimes I have to take the time, and you got to do things in the right way, the right process, you know.
So are you the one that's like on vacation, like still checking emails?
Oh, absolutely. My last vacation, I was in Alabama, what was it, like March or whatever. Mm-hmm. And my CEO was like, I mean, this is work, but, you know, get off the phone and I'm like, I can't. The money don't make itself. You know
that's right.
You constantly have to stay. And if you don't answer somebody for like 3 days, they're like, what the hell? You know what? You're bad for business.
Yeah.
So that was another thing when we were gonna do the video. Like, I always kept in touch with you because, like, even though I wasn't sure what was going on, like, I didn't know if I had to go get that flight. I didn't know if it was going to 100% be happening. Like, I still made sure that you were aware of what was going on, because that's bad for business too. You don't want to burn bridges with people.
Yeah, yeah. But you know, but at the same time, I understand, because there are opportunities. So
there are.
I'll give you a quick example. We were supposed to go to this past Sunday. We were supposed to go to a networking event for filmmakers in Brooklyn. So we're getting ready, you know what I'm saying? Things like that. And the event was at 4. We got a call at 3 to be pressed for Floyd Mayweather's charity event in Long Island at some random ass castle. So
wait, hold on. Yes, I knew about that.
I know you did, because people that we know were there.
And I literally had there. Ja Rule was there.
Fisco.
Ralphie, I know. I said he had like a dope ass suit, and I didn't even know what kind of event he was going to, but now you just told me what event it was. Yeah. And it's not really new. It's on MTV. Families of the Mafia. Chris.
What? They got a show called Families of the Mafia.
Yeah.
I know the mob.
Tammy the Bull's daughter and granddaughter, and like, yeah, you didn't know about that?
I did not know about that.
This has been going on. So that was actually a big controversy thing. Season 1 was a big controversy because they were like, you're literally putting a bad rep on Italians, like, yeah, shit ain't like this no more, like, blah, 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 blah. So they got shit for it. They had to like change the name, they had to change the direction they were going in.
Really?
So now it's mostly telling people about what, yes, what they went through and how their stories were very twisted and how they're not trying to live a mob life anymore. Like, they're just trying to be normal people, but their name will always be their name. So yeah, no matter what you do, you can't get away from it. But Chris, no, her name is it's like K.
Karen Gravano.
Seabrook. Oh, what's her name? Gravano's daughter.
Yeah, yeah.
She was at that event at the castle, and I'm like,
what is she doing on Long Island? Carla, the thin one. She
yes.
was there too, and she was my favorite because she wished me a happy birthday on Twitter, like. Aww. 10 years ago.
Why wasn't I there? Why didn't I know about this?
It's crazy. Because Remo, you know, the A&R for Worldwide Sounds Records,
yes.
was there. My man Big Veg was there. Like a lot of people that you and I know were there.
Why didn't I get a phone call? People got to call me about these things or I don't know what's going on. I try and stay up to date. Like, people have to flood me with flyers and like let me know like the day before, and I'm like, okay, I'll pull up, or I'm busy that day because my schedule will be crazy and I can't keep up with everything that's going on. There's a lot of shit on Long Island that we have going on right now that it's like I can't even keep up with. Meanwhile, this shit's global, so it's not only Long Island that I'm working, or New Jersey. I'm working everywhere.
That's the way you gotta be. You know what I'm saying? Just like we said before, you gotta branch out. But you know, that just brings back to my point. Like, you know, you gotta, if the phone rings, you never know what opportunity could be coming your way.
Absolutely.
So I went to Jamaica in June. Ooh. And you know, I looked at it as a time to just celebrate the small victories, because you know, I never really celebrate the small victories. It's always like I'm so focused on the big goal.
Mm-hmm.
That every small victory I get, I'm looking at it like, okay, whatever, I was supposed to do that, but I'm still going to the, you know, the main goal. But when I got to Jamaica to celebrate the small victories, I literally kept my phone in my safe in my hotel room the whole week.
Wow. So, I wouldn't be able to do that. I would be going stir crazy.
It's wild. So I left, my business partner was still in the States. So I was like, yo, you got to just make sure you apply. You know what I'm saying? You're doing the work for me. Exactly.
I need this time to myself.
Unfortunately, you know how it goes. You may have your own connects that your business partner may not have
and they don't know.
Exactly.
Who is this man contacting me about sending me music? I don't know. You know, like stuff like that. No, that's true too. That's why I've been very self-sufficient my whole life. It took me this year to be like, okay, I am on a team. Okay, it's acceptable to ask for help. Okay,
yeah.
Time to hire a manager, because I'm only one person. I have been doing it all my whole life, but I'm not Superwoman. We need some help sometimes.
Yeah. And as you get bigger, you need the help, because it's going to be too much.
It's too much.
You got to delegate tasks. You need somebody to keep you organized. It's just too much.
Yep.
Like, that's when people get burnt out.
Like, you said that you have your own artist. That means that you're filming her music videos, you're doing all her tagging for her, you're putting out her music. It's a hard job for just one person.
It is. And I'm still like building my own brand and my company's brand. So there's some times where I'm like, listen, like I've literally brought people in to lighten my workload, just for have people to tell me behind the scenes, yo, I can't do this. It's a lot of work.
Yeah.
And I'm just like,
I just had that talk with my podcast host yesterday and my manager today, because we're about to start season 4 of the Hip Hop Buffet podcast. Actually, DJ Chase was on that podcast as well. So was Johnny Floss. So shout out to them.
That's my
guess. We got to get you to actually come down there too, because we were just talking about visuals and stuff like that. Like, we have our own stuff. My manager is also a videographer. He does all my graphics and stuff like that. He's somebody that we definitely needed for both podcasts. So shout out to Matt. But we could always use people for music video. We work with lots of artists and stuff like that. So if you're looking for work, man, we got the work for you.
Yo, we got it. We got, like, I got shooters. You know what I'm saying?
We were actually just talking about doing a promo video for the Hip Hop Buffet. So we might even bring you down for that. I have a meeting with them tomorrow. So I will keep you posted about that most
definitely. Oh, yeah. All day. And shout out to Johnny Flores. I know he's nominated for a ton of awards right now at an award show coming up.
I'm gonna call this man because he be moving. That's what I'm saying. I peep his stuff all the time. He's put thoughts into my head like, oh, I need to be doing this. I didn't know about this. I should start getting there. Thank you, DJ Chase. thank you. You know, thanks for being a great influence on me.
He's
so smart. He knows what he's doing, and like, you know, I give that man props because he be moving around too.
Yeah, I know. And that's the way it's got to be. I tell people, like, you guys want to hang out. You know, I don't want people feeling like I'm kind of like shunning them to some degree, but I tell them all the time, like, if you want to make it in this industry, all of that, like, socializing that you're doing that doesn't, like, grow your brands, you got to cut it out.
I'm working on it.
But I get it, because sometimes you got to put yourself in those environments because you got to rub shoulders with the right people.
Exactly. See, like, a lot of my networking happened with the partying. So I mean, like, look at what can I say? Me going to a Dave East event. I mean, I knew Dave East's cousin. I never met him in person, but we always talked like that. And I went down there and what you would call it. And I got plugged with somebody from Long Island. We'll see, Street Heat. I didn't really know about Will C, but Will C is the producer for DJ K Slay. He has been putting out all those freestyles. He has been 20 years in this business, and I didn't know him. I didn't know him through a hole in the wall. He's a Long Island native, and I'm looking at his credentials, and I'm like, shit. Why didn't I know about this? Like,
I know.
I need an interview. I want to learn more. Like, we need to work. So he actually just contacted me the other day, and I was honored because he didn't even know about the Queen of the Trap podcast. But him and I are going to be working on a Long Island cipher. It's going to be shot by him, and he wants one person from every single town from Riverhead to Great Neck. And we're gonna put a whole cipher together. It's going to be 100% legit. I'm really excited for that. But like I said, like, sometimes the partying will help you network. So,
well, I'm talking about partying with people that don't have any type of, that don't bring a value to your brand.
I'm not gonna be
partying with people every day. Like, if they're not helping me.
Not like that. I'm not talking about like we're hanging out in parking lots drinking beers.
I'm gonna
go to a club. I'm gonna go shake hands with people. I'm gonna get ratchet, and whether you like me or not,
that's on you. Those are the environments you gotta be in.
But that's something that I am working on too, because, like, you know, you gotta be very, you don't know who you're around. You have no idea. You could get ratchet and somebody could be like, I'm a big name in this industry. Now I don't want to work with her.
Yep, exactly. And that's why my partners and I, whenever we're, even if we're at like a wedding, you know what I mean? We do not drink on the job. Sometimes we don't even eat, but I understand there are times where you hungry. So you got to figure it out, but we just make it where the client doesn't see you eating. Cause all it takes is a rumor. Yo, they over there eating, yo, like, nah, they mad lazy. And then
I had that happen to me. So my pot, shout out to Big D, but you know what? That's his stage name. That's his artist name, is Big D. he's originally from Alabama, but I think he's in Ohio now. Anyway, okay. I would always go on Instagram Live before I would do what you see now on Twitch, and it's like got all the graphics, the nice stuff around it. And I was on Instagram Live and I was eating a salad before the show. And he had people tuned in. And then after the episode, he reached out to me and was like, so my friends didn't send in their music because they were like, why is this bitch eating a salad? And I'm like, oh my God, wait, I can't even eat on my own show. All right, I'm going to stop it now because I don't want to lose my ratings. And
correct.
We were talking about that before when it comes to alcohol, you know, can't really be doing that all the time when it looks unprofessional.
But now you got Drink Champs.
See, why can't I start a podcast like that? You know what? I'm doing it anyway. Just because Drink Champs, man.
I know they got, and it's crazy because I remember when Drink Champs used to just be like a YouTube only show, and now seeing it like blow up is like, that's that hard work, yo, because they were doing it for a minute.
Now, how many, you said that you're very involved with this YouTube. I actually have a couple questions because, like, you know, screw these questions over here. But I have personal, like, so you, are you monetized on YouTube?
So check this out. When I first started my YouTube, when I was using it just to completely promote my music,
okay,
I was monetized. And that's when my videos used to do crazy numbers.
Yeah.
So the video that did the 4 million, I woke up one day. This is when YouTube just got bought by Google. Because before they got bought by Google, you could post anything on YouTube. Like the guy that started putting cats in vacuum bags.
Yes.
That's what was going on before they got bought. Google came around. They cleaned up YouTube's image, whatever, whatever. Anyway, I got an email from YouTube saying that somebody whose name that I put on that list, I'm not going to mention them because I'm probably going to see them again.
That's fine.
And it was an artist. It was a big artist at the time. He had a really big hit. They did not like the fact that we put their name on that list. They said that like it was hate speech, even though it wasn't. One of the guys on the show said that he was a one-hit wonder. Because I don't ever like attack people's character.
Yeah, no.
I don't ever do stuff like that. So he said he was a one-hit wonder and he looked like Jerome from Martin. That's a hint for people to guess who it is. And they demonetized my channel.
Fuck.
But before they did that, they said they were going to conduct an investigation. So pretty much they went through like all my other videos.
Yeah.
Things like that. My account was, I had like maybe 17,000 subscribers at the time. My account was suspended for like 4 years. And when they reinstated it, right?
Yeah.
When they reinstated it, they was like, we're going to give you your account back, but you cannot monetize it. If you want to, you got to start from the beginning. When I tell you, I only had like 900 subscribers, yo. So I was sitting there like,
this sounds like my Facebook situation, my Instagram situation, my Snapchat situation. I lost everything last year. I literally had lost everything.
It sucked.
I got in a car accident, and then all of a sudden, all my stuff done. Like, complete. I had to make a new Facebook. I had to make a new Instagram. I had so many followers. I've been building that shit for 14 years. In a way, it was kind of like, and this is where I'm trying to tell you, this might have been a sign for you too. Maybe it was a sign you had to rebuild, rebrand, and do things differently, because I started out just podcasting out of my bedroom. I was doing it on my phone. I bought all the equipment to do it through my phone, and you know, the visuals weren't even good, but it took off because people wanted to still hear me. People still wanted to hear the music. They still wanted to hear what I wanted to talk about. And that's like, it's hard to rebuild that stuff. And that's why another thing is, like, we have to stay very active on social media. People don't realize that. I know a lot of people aren't social media savvy. I know some people hate social media. People find me fucking annoying. They're so annoying. But you know what? I really don't care, because that has what has gotten me here today. Like, if I wasn't constantly posting, if I wasn't constantly telling people what's going on in the world, they'd be clueless. look at the Shade Room. Look at, you know, mm-hmm. we were just talking about Vlad TV. We were World Star Hip Hop. None of you people would know what's going on in the world if you didn't have those outlets. Yep. So, and look how many times a day they post.
All day, every day.
Constantly. We gotta be just like them.
That's the way it's gotta be. But you're definitely right though, because after that situation happened, I looked at the situation and I said, obviously I was older and I was a different person on my journey through entertainment.
Yeah.
When I first started my YouTube, I just wanted to just put content out. I didn't really have a clear direction. Like my videos were trash, like in terms of like lighting and everything. But just like how you said, you didn't care about that. It was just about the content and people just tuned into the content. Yeah. You're like, yo, this dude is keeping it real. He talking about this, that, and the third.
Consistent, you know.
Yeah, exactly. I was posting like 3 videos a week. So after that whole particular situation happened, I said, you know what? I'm not really trying to be the YouTube superstar anymore. There's like 5 of them out right now. That's not really what I want to do. I always wanted to like start my own films and put out my own music by artists that I work with. So that's when I created my business. And then I just started using YouTube. It's just like I told you, like
an outlet, put
content on there. And that's it. You want to hear me talk for like 20 minutes, go on my YouTube. That's it. But if you want to see like the professional content, that's what my business is for. That's what we're putting out. We're doing the real music videos. We're doing the films. We're doing that. So it's like a catch-22 for both. But it sucks, honestly.
And it's going to only get worse as we get older and time goes on because things are constantly changing. And we have to keep up. Like, I don't even know how to use TikTok. I have a TikTok, but do you think I know how to edit those videos? Do you think I know how to do what these kids be doing? I'm like, I'm lucky I used to be able to make MySpace backgrounds, edit my photos on Picasso and stuff like that. Other than that, like, I think I'm losing my touch nowadays.
It's just too much. And it's not even like you losing your touch because I honestly feel like if you took the time, you could learn it.
I could, yeah.
If you know one social media platform, you know them all.
Yes, you know what I mean? That's absolutely true.
You know them all. But I think people, you know, myself included, I'm very active on Twitter, I'm very active on Instagram, and I'm very active on Facebook. And I honestly do not have enough time to be active for another one.
Exactly. I'm learning how to use Twitch now. I'm streaming from like so many different outlets, and I'm like, I don't even watch half these outlets.
No.
I'm just putting all my stuff on there so that, you know, it reaches all these people, you know.
It's too much.
I can't work with no more outlets. I can't do it. It was like the Clubhouse.
When
Clubhouse came out, I was like, what the hell? And then I loved it for a week, and I'm like, oh no, I can't keep up with this.
I can't.
The notifications.
You want me to be on my phone talking into this app for 2 hours while I got people blowing my line up?
Thank you. Thank you. I can't keep up with this stuff. So, yes.
I can't do it, yo. Like, I can't do it.
This world is crazy. But, you know, we're killing it out here. We came from, you know, New York, New Jersey. I live in Suffolk County. Nassau and Suffolk are kind of the same, depending on the area and stuff like that. I mean, I grew up in a very, very white town, and I was just different. I loved trap music. I was bumping Jeezy and 2 Chainz and stuff like that. Jersey's a whole different story. I'd be going over there. I'll give you an example. So I was going to one of, do you know DJ Noso, Crutch Calhoun's DJ?
Yeah.
So I was going to check out one of his sets in Jersey one day, but I wanted to go stop at the liquor store first, and it was in Newark. And, and this man starts yelling at me, you need to call somebody when you're going in public like that. You know how bad it is out here. And I'm like, first of all, I can handle myself. But when I'm walking down the street to go to the liquor store, they're like whistling at me. They're like, hey, little white girl, come over here. And I was like, I'm kidding. He was not kidding. But I wasn't scared or anything. It's just like, it's a different environment.
It is. It definitely is. And I know I did say like every hood is the same, and they are essentially, but they, I mean, they're different. Like, you know, NORC has number streets. They don't have those in like Baltimore. You know what I'm saying? Like, like
New York's the same way. But then when you come out here, we don't really have too much of that.
Exactly.
About like one through 9th Avenue, and then that.
Yeah, things like, and that, you know, things like that, and so on and so forth.
But yeah, so I'm really happy we did this today. Now, actually, I have another question. If there is 5 people you could work with, if you had the chance, and they heard our interview right now, they heard us talking, and you had the opportunity to work with them, who would it be? It could be any 5 people in this world. It could be artists, it could be movie stars, it could be producers, engineers, DJs, whatever.
50 is gonna be one of them.
Because I'm always like,
it's gonna be 50 and Ice Cube are the top two.
His biceps are bigger than my head. And I can tell you that for a fact, because I was standing next to him in the strip club and I'm like, oh man. Everything is just as big as my head. He's a big dude.
Yeah, he is. And I was a huge 50 fan, but I've always like loved him and Ice Cube. I kind of look at their path like mine is almost similar. 50s okay. are a little bit more, because obviously he's more modern.
Yeah,
but it's like, you know, he did it with the music, then he came out with like the clothing, then he came out with the movies, and now he's like doing the movies and things like that. It'll definitely be him and Ice Cube. Jordan Peele is another one, because I love his films.
I don't think I know who that is.
He made the movie Get Out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Jordan Peele. The Weeknd is another one, because that's my guy.
Really?
And
I'm not so much of a, everybody loves this band. I'm not so much
The Weeknd. I love The Weeknd. And I, you know, it's crazy. I used to listen to The Weeknd when him and Drake, I used to listen to him and Drake when they were doing music together before they blew up. So seeing their like their growth, it's like I almost feel like I know them. So it's like, oh, that's what's up. Like, you doing Super Bowl halftime, that's what's up.
That's gonna be me one of these days, but I'm gonna be recording it.
There you go. And I think the last one, yeah, so it's Ice Cube, Jordan Peele, 50 Cent, The Weeknd. I think the fifth person is probably going to be probably gonna be between Serena Williams and Viola Davis.
Ooh, yeah. Interesting. And you chose women for that.
Yeah, it's gonna be.
Why would you choose them?
I think Serena Williams is the GOAT of like sports absolutely. In general. Like I feel like a lot of people put her down because I saw she's in the media now because people think that she's like skin bleaching and you know all types.
I'm so sick of that, hearing that stuff.
Yeah, it's just like
they didn't tarnish her, but they did the same shit with Spice, and I'm like,
yeah, that too.
Come on.
Yeah, it's just like, oh god. But like, if you look at just her accomplishments as a tennis player, she's one of the like greatest athletes in sports history. Like,
oh, absolutely.
Of all time. And I just think like, it's just so dope. You never hear Serena Williams in any negative scandals, any negative press, like nothing. So her and Viola Davis, definitely, because Viola Davis to me, I think has so much range as an actress.
Yeah.
And she speaks out so much about like underpaid Black actresses and things like that. But the one thing to me that I really love about Viola is she can put out a show like How to Get Away with Murder.
Yes.
And then she could like do another, like where she's like really, really strong. And then she puts out like a movie and she almost looks like where she had Fences with Denzel Washington.
Uh-huh.
And she's almost like this beaten woman. Like, I'm just so tired of this man. But she commands so much of your attention when she's on the screen without really having to do much.
Very powerful.
Like, yo, it's like, yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy.
Well, hopefully one day, you never know. And that's why I always ask people those questions, because you get to look back and be like, I did work with them. You know, like, we see these things, you know, you gotta go, what is the saying? You have to speak it into existence.
Right.
And then you never know, it might happen. I've spoken a lot of things into existence and it ended up happening. So
that's how it is.
That's why I ask. Now, do you have any merchandise out? Do you have anything else going on aside from film and you know, doing, working with your artist?
Merchandise, the Moonlight Media merchandise will be up on the website soon.
Okay.
So people can definitely tune in for that. The website is going to be moonlightmedia.us.
You're going to have to send me a t-shirt, or you're
going
to
I will
plug you with that.
All day, moonlightmedia.us. My next film, Feed, will be dropping in September sometime. We're going to have like a digital premiere. I'm going to invite you to it. It's over Zoom. Okay. It's free. All we need is your email. So obviously we could send a link to it. We're not going to send you spam or anything like that.
Yeah.
The first 10 people that do submit their emails, they get a free gift bag with all types of exclusive merch and things like that. So that'll be up. The Cinematics TV show is finding a new home on a new network. So that be on.
We got to talk a little bit about that on the side too. I want to know a little bit more of that.
Of course. Definitely. And just stay tuned for Trini the Body self-titled album, you know, and that's it. Her record single is out right now. You can put that in YouTube. The music video is out. I executive produced the music video. My man Denity shot it. And her new record, August 23rd, Throw That Ass Back, comes out. So
I'm like, I need to go hear this song because I was trying to play it on Monday. It just sounds right up my alley because, you know,
it's definitely a dance record.
And I love all the ratchet music. So
there you go.
That's gonna be the first song I was gonna play that day, but I'm gonna go listen to it. And not only am I gonna go listen to it, everybody's going to be able to hear it through this episode. So those who don't know, and if you're just tuning in now, DJ New Era, who is the CEO of the Fitted Cap Low movement, he puts your tracks behind the audio of the interview. So I'm going to be sending him over those tracks and they will be able to hear it while they hear this going on.
Perfect.
Yes, and I'm so thankful that we did this. I'm looking forward to working with you more.
All day, of course.
I'm so happy. Like, actually, next time I'm in Jersey, I'm gonna have to like come pull up on you. We're actually gonna have to like sit down and have a in-person conversation because we could be working, doing a lot more work together. And I just didn't know a lot of stuff. Like, people will send people to me and I'm like, hey, what's going on? Like, are you an artist or what do you do? Like, okay, work? And, you know, but that's why I like to take the time out and actually interview people because I learn just as much as the people learning behind the computer. And that's why I do like to keep a lot of things raw and authentic. You know, I do prepare questions. So, like I said, sometimes I don't even go off the questions. You know, I prepared today to talk about music and I'm like, wait a minute. Now it's coming back to me a little bit. So we gonna redirect over here. Yeah.
And I'm naturally a conversationalist. So whatever questions you had, we could always just talk about whatever we want because that's just where the conversation goes.
Yeah. Absolutely. I'm so glad that we did this and I thank you so much. Let everybody know where they can find you.
Oh yeah, of course. Y'all can hit me. Well, definitely thank you for having me up here, man. It's always been a pleasure. And before I jump into what my Instagrams, I love the Queen of the Trap podcast name. I love it.
Thank you.
The color scheme, like everything to me is like marketing genius. It looks so good.
I want to say December.
Okay.
Before December, people were telling me maybe I should change my brand name because like people were like, trap music, you know, the name behind it. And I'm like, it's not all trap music. It's just the brand name. You know, there's so many things behind it. I don't just listen to trap music. I listen to Aretha Franklin. I listen to freaking Elvis Presley. Like, you know, it's not just about trap music, but I built my brand off of 2 Chainz because I've always loved 2 Chainz. Pretty Girls Like Trap Music dropped on my birthday in 2017. I paid $300 to go to that Pretty Girls Like Trap Music concert. I bought all the merchandise. I met him for the first time. He used my lighter to spark his blunt. And I'm building my brand off of this man. And like, it took off. So I thank you for even saying that, because a lot of people don't say that. It's queen good. Of the trap, it's you're good. White. Like, what do you know about trap music?
It's catchy.
You're not from Atlanta, but no, I like it's just number one, it's catchy. It's built off of something that I love. And it's not always about trap music.
Don't listen to the hate, Kay.
Exactly.
Listen to the hate. Don't listen.
I've always stuck with my guns, so they can either love me or hate me.
That's it. They're gonna have to figure it out one way or another.
But I enjoyed this. I'm so happy that we got to do this.
Oh yeah, definitely. Thank you.
You're welcome.
People can reach out to me on Instagram. It's A B W O N U N O.
Yes.
So Ab One Uno, A B W O N U N O. I'm trying to get it to just be just Ab One, but some guy has that account.
Has it right now.
Followers, and he hasn't posted in like 8 years, and I can't get him reported to get suspended. It's like irking me.
You'll get it though.
Yeah.
It'll take some time, but he'll be.
It's awesome. Gonna be mine one day. I'm gonna speak it into existence.
There you go. Well, thank you again.
Of course. Thank you.
Absolutely.